simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of limitation, delusion, and fearfulness. There are various senses by which the ear is the most affected. This sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect himself from the hands of an enemy while awake, but while asleep, one is protected by the ear only. The importance of hearing is mentioned here in connection with attaining the highest perfection of life, namely, getting free from three material pains. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the mirage of illusory things, and he is always afraid of his supposed enemies. These are the primary symptoms of material disease. And it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And as soon as this is affected, symptoms of the material diseases disappear. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead and in this statement, the all-perfect personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is clearly confirmed. The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with men and women. And love is the only word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita, and in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. The Lord is always described as a Parama Purusha, or the Supreme Male Personality. Thus, the affection between the Lord and the living entities is something like that between the male and the female. Therefore, the term love of Godhead is quite appropriate. Loving devotional service to the Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subjective matter heard about him. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between him and the subject matter heard about him. Therefore, hearing about him means immediate contact with him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. And the transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above, as mentioned before. A living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory engagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, the living being, under different categories of life, become illusioned in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of human life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relation with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation with man and man. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed and real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in so many political situations. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and man, nation and nation. But at the, nowadays the politicians don't necessarily want this. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and nation and nation, but at the same time, because of too much attachment for material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conferences cannot bring about peace in society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The foolish politician may go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years, but they will fail to achieve success. Until we reach the stage of re-establishing our lost relations with Krishna, the illusion of accepting the body as a self will prevail, and thus fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scriptures, and there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experiences of devotees in various places, like Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Puri. Even in the Kumudi dictionary, the symptoms of Krishna are given as the son of Yashoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahman. The conclusion is, now comes the Schlussfolgerung, the conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, this is important, if you have not just been able to grasp the whole thing here, the whole purpose, listen to the conclusion. The conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and thereby one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion, and fearfulness. These are practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Chandra Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adhita Chakra Sri Adhita Chakra Sri Adhita Chakra Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before we start this lecture on this text, I want to make one little remark. Because I know most of you well and in a personal well means we know each other. I will give today a traditional, I want to speak a little bit more like I'm thinking. I will give a traditional Bhagavatam lecture, and after it, a modern interpretation of it, which is not so traditional, but which will be connected very much with our tradition. So I just want to explain, not that you are surprised when it all of a sudden a different mood comes. Yasyam vaishu yamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhakti utpatyate pungsa shokamoha vayapaha. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. When the Supreme Lord looks into this world, when the Supreme Lord looks upon this world, he sees something different than which we see. When the Lord looks into this world, he sees the whole world as an illusory field where the souls can wake up from the conception of trying, of being able to enjoy separately from him. From the Lord's perspective, this whole world is just a possibility for souls to wake up and put their eyes back onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has made it like this. Now from our perspective, who are not free from the illusory energy of Maya, we see the world not necessarily as a possibility to become, to go back home, back to Godhead. We see the world as a very, very complex arrangement of activities, of possibilities for us, of even very interesting things, of which the relationship between man and woman is most probably the most interesting phenomena for most of us conditioned souls. And it is very difficult for us to really see Krishna in this world, because it's an energy which covers our vision so that we can't see Krishna. Let me summarize. From the divine perspective of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this world is something else than from our own perspective, the perspective of a conditioned soul. You know, we can give an example. Our youngest listener is Rajalila, the daughter of Narayani and Rajendra Kumar. Rajalila is also in this lecture, and she sees this lecture in a certain way. At this present moment, she is painting and not aware or something. Now she is aware. continue. she has a certain impression of this whole situation. She paints a picture, and she will get bored after some time. Now her mummy, or of all of us, we see this lecture as a place where we can gather information, and we hope it will not be a boring lecture. We hope it will be a lecture which is worthwhile to sit in. We have a total different perspective while being in the same situation than a child has. Now, in a similar way, the Lord has a total different perspective of this material world than we who are in this material world making our painting exercises and giving our noises of appreciation, like Rajalila just did. It's a total different perspective, a total different world, you can say, from the perspective of Krishna. And Krishna waits that we wake up to the divine perspective. He wants that we develop a divine vision, almost like in the Gita, where he gives Arjuna a divine vision to behold within the universe his own form, his universal form, Krishna's universal form. So, for this, Krishna has sent us a very important tool, which is suffering. When we as a conditioned soul see suffering, we see it as something which is to be avoided, like hell. From the divine perspective, suffering can be wake-up calls. Also, rufe zum Aufwachen, so that we get out of our illusion. The Ayurveda describes 10 types of losses which the conditioned soul goes through. First is, when you turn 10, you lose your childhood. We have lost our childhood, Dadivaksha. We have grown up. When you turn 20, you lose your growth, Vakstum. When you turn 30, you lose your beauty. When you turn 40, you lose your memory. You can't remember everything clearly. You are all so young. Wait until you go over 40. It's so embarrassing. Sometimes Shishtikata sees me. He's also about 40. I can also, you know, he has seen me struggling for hours to get a certain memory back or a certain name. When you lose 50, when you get 50, you lose something which I have forgotten, because I'm 40. When you lose 60, you lose something which I have written down, that's your strength. You lose your physical strength. The men, when they become 70, lose their semen. This Ayurveda is a clinical description. They can't make children any longer. And with it, they lose a lot of willpower. When you become 80, you lose something else. And then when you become 90, you lose yet another thing. And then you become 100, you lose your life. Haribol. This is a medical perspective on life. You are a loser. I do not know how you feel about this, but it is not very good. This is a verlier. You have just lost your attention to Satana Aufmerksamkeit verloren an dieser Schlaf. Habe ich deutlich gesehen. Look, from this perspective, we are losers. Now, looking from another perspective, you could say, well, why don't you look like this? When I turn 10, I win my opportunities. When I become 16 or 17, I win my sexuality. When I become 20, I win, and as I become 80, I win wisdom of life. Why don't you look from this perspective? Why do you look from the perspective of the loser? You follow? I'm a winner in this life as I become. This perspective is a perspective of the materialist, And from the spiritual perspective, it's an illusion. From the spiritual perspective, it's really like the Uddhava Gita says, that we are all condemned to lose our life in this world. And whatever little things we gain on the way to death is not really important. It's like fulfilling the last wishes of someone who is a criminal. Like when you are sentenced to death, this is such an overwhelming reality that the little things which you have before you finally die are totally inconsequential. If I have to die in 10 days and Manjulali cooks me a nice cake, one of her Manjulali cakes. But what, I mean, in 10 days if I die, this is such a big thing that the little cake is not really such an event in the life. So Krishna uses sometimes the dead to wake up even the most sleeping soul in this world. And if you study death from the point of psychology, you can see that it is a real good wake-up call. As soon as death happens in the society of man and woman, something very, very drastic happens in the mind. And most people become religious. In Germany, you say, im Schützengraben gibt es keine Atheisten. And to translate this in good English, in the war trench, the soldiers go and fire their munition, there is simply no atheist. They all start to pray, my dear God, please, if I have ever done anything good, save my wife and my children. Bing! You know, so on. Hare Krishna. Genau. So, into this world of shadow, Krishna comes in five forms in order to bring us back home, back to Godhead. If Krishna would just leave it with this indirect representative, the kala, the time factor, which brings even the most illusory person to the brink of death, no one would be able to really become Krishna conscious, because there is no rasa in the time, in following the time vector and being put into death. You need to have rasa in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Rasa means a taste which comes in a relationship. You need to have this relationship to Krishna, and you need to like it very much. So Krishna comes into the shadow world in five forms to bring us, to help us get this rasa. Rasa means this taste in our relationship with him. The first thing is he comes into in the form of the name. When a devotee begins to chant the holy name, it is possible for him to develop rasa. We want to have nama ruchi, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the name and the and so on. When the devotee, the second thing is, he comes in the form of the association of devotees. He comes in the association. He appears there mystically. When, therefore, the association of devotees is nice, you can get rasa there, a higher taste. Here in Goloka Dham, I want to inform our guests from the far away countries. We want to create a society of devotees where there is rasa, where there is taste. Sometimes in the past, because of our impossible Western personalities and our one-sided upbringing in Krishna consciousness, the society of devotees has created pain. It's very bad. When Krishna is not present in the society of devotees, this is very bad. Then one becomes a skeptic and a doubter. So then other thing that Krishna manifests is Srimad Bhagavatam. The pages of the Bhagavatam, we develop some taste in Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we can develop taste when we meet Him in the form of the deity. I think Radha Madan Mohan is now appearing again. When we pray to them, when we serve them, there is a possibility of developing Rasa. And then we can develop Rasa in the holy Dham. When we go into the holy Dham, then Krishna sometimes mysteriously appears a devotee. I have just received a letter from a devotee who wrote to me how she was sick in Vrindavan. Have you ever been sick in Vrindavan? It's something. So for 3 days she was sick. And she described how her body became so sick that she thought, this is the end. And then her mind became so slow that all she could do is look on the fan for 3 days, and then she had a vomiting feeling. And she was really sick. And then she went into a state like fainting, the Ohnmacht. And all of a sudden, she saw the Lord, and the Lord spoke to her, not with a voice, but with feelings. This is how she describes it. And the Lord said that you must now understand 2 things in your life. Believe in Krishna and forgive those who have done wrong against you. Believe and forgive. Believe and forgive. And then he told her many other things. And the next morning she woke up and was perfectly healthy again. She could go up, visit the temples, drink a lot of bisleri water, bottled water. And she said this was so strong that she had given up her so many things, her career, whose career, professional career, her old friend who was not, somehow didn't fit together, or I do not know what was there, her old friend, and lives a very, very spiritual and Krishna conscious life. When she comes to the temple, she feels like going to the devotees and saying, you must believe and forgive. That's what Krishna told me in the Dhamma. But I said to her, well, our devotees are a little, I have to be a little careful nowadays. And they all have to find the Lord themselves, and they will get their own answers from Him by praying to the deities, by asking the Srimad Bhagavatam, by speaking Krishna conscious katha in the association of devotees and so on. The Lord will manifest in their own life in some way. So these 5 things, the name, the association of devotees, the Bhagavatam, the deity, and the holy Dham, are appearing in the shadow world. And when we are not careful, we can see these things also as part of the shadow world. Some devotees, after they were shaken, have given up chanting 16 rounds. Other devotees chant the 16 rounds in a very, let me say, automatic fashion, because they have, by their vision, these things are also part of this Mayic world. They do not believe that the name of the Lord is transcendental in Krishna himself. Some devotees don't read any longer in the Srimad Bhagavatam because they think this is a scripture of this material world, and it can easily happen. Some devotees, when they see the deity, they do not see that this is Krishna. For them, it is becoming covered. The perspective has become again the perspective of a child. I mean, children are very, very good. Let me give the example of our Vrajalila. Vrajalila at this moment has only a childish perspective of this thing. Most probably because she is a child and more developed in emotions, she will like to stay with grown-up people and is happy in this. But she cannot really understand English, is it? You know, these children, we have to be very careful. They are sometimes more developed than us, but they are in children bodies. I want to use it as an example which everyone can see. It's maybe not the best example of different perspectives. We can also develop a material perspective, a childlike perspective, when we look at the deity and see it is covered by Maya. You can look at this, the holy name. But it is described that if a person continues to serve the Lord by these five processes, then he will develop, he will be in contact with a certain Shakti, which we call the Bhakti Shakti, a Shakti or energy which wakes him up to a transcendental perspective. Some of you are book distributors, or most of you know what this is from their own perspective. Please remember that time when you were distributing transcendental literature, you were doing service to the Bhagavatam, and how all of a sudden you began to feel totally different. Oof, what's going on? I remember these moments on the German streets. It was, you know, I will describe you at another time in a private sitting how it looked from my perspective. It was mysterious. Or some of you know how the holy, when you chant the holy name, or in the Dham, how all of a sudden it goes like, you rise over this material perspective, and for a little moment you feel Krishna. Wir wissen das doch, sorry. Also wir wissen das doch. I'm getting enthusiastic, so I switch back to English. We all know this. We all know from our own practical experience how sometimes we stand before the deity and all of a sudden a flower falls from Radharani's hand, then we were just thinking, oh, I must become more Krishna conscious, and we know, wow, the deities are alive. I can't believe it. They just gave me a sign. Student, yes. Dang. Maybe the deity gave me just a sign. I should, I don't know. Well, they gave us a sign they are there, at least. So, we all know, I mean, some of you are lovers of the Holy Dharma, others are just beginning to love it, but let me tell you, even the most, materially covered people who have come to the Holy Dharma have all of a sudden seen an opening in their perspective and seen, wow, this is Krishna, he is Krishna, he is God, this is divine. So some of us remember when we were together with devotees, how in the association of devotees, we felt that Krishna was telling us something. So it is described, and what happens at that time is, when you serve these five agents, all of a sudden, you come in contact with something which is called the Bhakti Shakti, which is full of pleasure and full of knowledge. You become happy even on in your state of Krishna consciousness, and you just know certain things from a divine perspective. So what happens when you continue serving Krishna in these five forms, then you will slowly become transformed in your heart. That means your karma becomes changed in some ways. Krishna may sometimes, changing karma is a very interesting philosophical subject matter. Sometimes you are still experiencing it from the life from your own perspective, but something has changed. Or what you see is your psychology changes. Your sanskaras change. You are a different person all of a sudden. Then, at that time, you are still a human being. I want to describe to you now what happens when you serve Krishna in these five forms as they come into this world. You're still a human being. And the scriptures tell us you are like iron, which is held into the fire, and which has an additional attribute that is fire. It is glowing, hot iron. So a person who serves Krishna in these five factors, he becomes filled with the bhakti shakti, but at the same time, he remains a human being. Don't expect that he flies in the sky or tells you all your thoughts and so on. No. Just like iron, which is in contact with fire, still remains fiery, still remains iron, but has this additional quality. In the same way, a devotee who is touched by the bhakti shakti having his quality still as a human being. Now, at that time, the devotee will slowly begin to get attachment to the holy name and to the Srimad Bhagavatam and so on, because he's glowing with the bhakti shakti. He will like to be in association with devotees and the Bhagavatam. He will think, oh, only devotees are really attractive people. He will find out only the happiness of devotion and service is attractive to me any longer. Then, when Krishna sees that the devotee is getting attached to him in these five addresses, he will take care that the devotee gets devotion in his heart and makes a direct experience of Krishna and will develop what is called virakti. There are two things. When you don't have taste, you practice vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. You like to have sex life, but you say, oh, it's not good for me, too much Raja and Tama. You practice Vairagya, which means you practice detachment. You say, with some strength of the mind and willpower, no. But then, as you develop your taste for Krishna, you develop the feeling of virakti. Virakti means is another thing, which means a natural detachment, which is in your heart, because you just have a higher taste. You like Krishna consciousness more. And then, then something wonderful happens. Krishna begins to appear in the mirror of your heart, sometimes disappear, and then finally, as you give up your shadow body, you develop your spiritual body, full of light, eternal, blissful. And then you experience something which cannot be had in this world. It's called love. There are different forms of love, but we speak now of the highest form, that is prema bhakti, or love for Krishna. This is how the progress goes. Now Krishna comes into our shadow world to give us this possibility by coming as the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Murti, the sadhus, the devotees, and the holy Dham. So this was the traditional part of the lecture. Now comes the modern part of the lecture. What we have discussed so far is something entirely spiritual. It is, let me say, in modern terms, the mystical core of religion. Do you understand this word? The mystische Herz der Religion. We are practicing something, and the heart of what we are practicing is the experience, the God experience. The divine experience. When a devotee does not have this divine experience, he will look for other experiences naturally. For instance, the social experience. That's something which you feel in relationship to other people and to life in this world. When Srila Prabhupada was present on this planet, we were somehow by his power having this divine experience of Krishna consciousness. For instance, I know in Germany we used to like chanting so much that we chanted the whole night. We started at 7 o'clock and stopped at 2 o'clock in the morning. This was our highest celebration. And we were talking the whole week about this, that we were chanting, we were dancing, and it was really nice. It was not something that, oh, we have to do it because, after all, we are Hare Krishnas. And so on. But it was really ecstatic. Or to be in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. I must really tell you, it was really lava. Lava means glowing substance. Lava, you know, from the volcano? Yes. And I think you know, some of you are not the very, very old timers. You know, when the old timers, the Prabhupada disciples, begin to talk about this in nostalgic terms. Oh, young people, when we were young, wow. Then we tell the Sankirtan stories, and everyone goes like, ooh, you know, what was this? Let me tell it to you in simple terms. because there was such a powerhouse of devotion on the planet. I don't like to talk about Prabhupada as an engineering term. There was such bhakti, and he had the potency to let us also experience it, even though we were so totally immature. You know, the good old times, they're not all good old times. Yes, they're so immature, you can't believe it. Da kriegt man das nackte Grausen manchmal. You know, we were so, but at the same time, this, let me say, mystical experience or divine experience of Krishna was certainly there. Then the authority which he has to be distributed. It was given to his disciples, the gurus. Even now in ISKCON, a young devotee hopes that his guru will help him to experience this spiritual thing, this feeling, which we all came for after all. But as the history of ISKCON goes, several of his disciples failed Srila Prabhupada, and I would say that not all his disciples are on the same level as Prabhupada and can't supply it, even those who are there, preaching and trying their best to elevate the devotees. So therefore, I personally feel that this is very important. The two things are very important. Each one of us must feel Krishna in these processes. It's very, very important. Otherwise, we cannot survive spiritually, and our movement will become spiritually not relevant, because there is devotees are only on the social platform, that is, trying to arrange themselves in this life for better or for worse, the good we escape, but they do not taste themselves this spiritual pleasure, and they cannot give it to others because they are themselves not very convinced of this. At this time, our movement is in a very critical moment. The critical moment can be described from many perspectives and many angles. Some say it's a problem of authority, some say it's a problem of a lacking social system, some say it's a problem of so many things, and all these perspectives are certainly correct. Therefore, it's so difficult to analyze ISKCON, because there are as many perspectives as people. But today I want to talk about one perspective only, which I personally think is very, very important, because it addresses the question, why did we come to Krishna consciousness? We came only to meet Krishna, to have a, not meet is a very high word, to have a connection with Krishna and to experience in this connection, the perfection of our life. Let us say it very simply like this. This experience, Goddess Erfahrung or Krishna experience, is what is most important for all of us, because it's the reason why we started this process of Krishna consciousness in the first place. So at this moment, our society has changed. I have given some reasons. One reason is that Srila Prabhupada is not there. There may be many other reasons, and so on. Now we must all become aware something has changed. I can't go on in the same style as I used to go. I must now go myself to the sources where I can meet Krishna. I must myself establish a relationship to the holy name, to the Bhagavatam, and to everything else that we have discussed. I must myself feel the bhakti shakti. Now, if a critic of my lecture would sit in this lecture, most of the time they do not come any longer because they have given up the hope that there's something for which will help them in their life. And I think we should understand these critics and we should, you know, give them our sympathy. But if a critic would be here, he would say, Maharaj, you have said this since you were giving lectures. What is new? You have just now said the times have changed, and now you bring your solution, and I'm asking you, what has changed in you? What has changed in your presentation and in your perspective? Don't give us the same food which you have given always. It's old. To this question, I would answer, previously, these things were administered by a society which was kept vibrant by a pure devotee. It's so important, I will repeat it in Deutsch. Vorher wurde diese Erfahrung uns vermittelt durch eine Gesellschaft, die geglüht hat durch die Gegenwart eines reinen Gottgeweihten, wie Srila Prabhupada ganz konkret. I think that we do also have pure devotees in our society. But we don't have at this moment Srila Prabhupada. Previously this was there in the society. It came automatically. Now, the times are different, and even if we have one pure devotee or two or three pure devotees, they don't have the same authority as Srila Prabhupada had. And now when the time is different, I think devotees must understand, I somehow have to approach the holy name. It has to work. I can't go on like this in a dry way. Somehow I have to, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I have to find it. I have to find it at the feet of the deities. We have to become a little bit what is called utkanta, not so automatic. In our previous days, when ISKCON was, when Prabhupada was there, there were also many devotees who turned automatic. Prabhupada was very worried for them. He said, if you do not read every day, the Srimad Bhagavatam, I remember this was so dramatic, then you will die. He said things like this. Prabhupada was very aware that even in his time, devotees became automatic and just fell back on the society. Wow, the society will carry me from here to this kingdom of God. It doesn't work, but it worked more. Now that doesn't work. You have to come to the platform where you connect Krishna in these divine things. You can't go on automatic pilot. You have to become what is called utkanta. Ut means out and kanta means the neck. You know, utkanta to translate Bhakta Priya, das ist ein wichtiges Wort für dich. Das musst du unbedingt lernen, sonst geht's nicht weiter. Utkanta means eagerness. You have to be very eager. I must meet Krishna. That means you have to come out of your neck. Du musst mal aus dem Kragen raus. Very eager. Where is Krishna? I need to find him in the holy name. I need to find him in the Bhagavatam. And I must see in the Sangha of devotees, in the association of devotees, somehow he's hiding. But if you find him, you will find him. Now is the time. This is my modern interpretation of the times. It's only one. There are many, many more interpretations. It's not the only one, but this is one at least. where we must, where we cannot allow ourselves to be just on the social platform. And this doesn't mean that we do not have to take care of the social platform. No, no, no. I'm just speaking of our own spiritual experience. I'm speaking of the heart of spirituality. We have to simultaneously, as soon as possible, create a social platform that our devotees can be well taken care of and happy, and all of these human concerns can be taken care of. We have to have good marriages, etc., and good professions and so on. I think Krishna, he just shakes our ISKCON at this moment, so that we understand we must look for Krishna behind it. Hare Krishna. This is the end. I have now given a long lecture. I will give a summary of what we have said so far. Is that we live in the shadow world, in the mayic world. From Krishna's perspective, it looks totally different than from our perspective. From Krishna's perspective, it's a possibility to become Krishna conscious. From our perspective, it's the possibility to forget Krishna. Now, to help us, Krishna comes into this into the world in the form of these five powerful addresses, which we have said. Now, anyone who contacts him there, if he does it in an offenseless way, free from offenses, he will have the bhakti shakti all of a sudden, the divine energy, which will transform him and give him a spiritual experience, and so on. Finally, he will feel, have the Lord appear in his consciousness. That's when he has attained the platform of Bhava. And then he will change his body, just have a Siddha Deha, his spiritually perfected body, and have a loving relationship with Krishna in one of the five rasas. Now, in order to attract us there, Krishna gives us some rasa in this world, but which we can have when we come in contact with it. Do you know why people come to our Sunday feast? They just want to have this atmosphere. This is something. What it is they want to have rasa. Once they have tasted it, they feel, I want to have this again, and only the temple can give this to me. And then yesterday I spoke with people and said, do you know where it comes from, this atmosphere? It comes from the deities. It comes from devotees. It comes from chanting the holy name. It comes from the Bhagavatam reader, tries to do a responsible job and present the philosophy as it is, or the knowledge as it is. That's the juice. But Krishna gives these newcomers the rasa very quick. When you're a little older, he wants that you dive deeper into this, and that you do not rely just on the automatic workings of a society, but that you rely on Krishna himself. Hare Krishna. So this was the summary. I must stop myself now, otherwise I go too long. If you ask me, are you convinced of this, Sachinanda Swami, what you have just said? I must tell you, absolutely. I only am feeling very bad that I have a material body and a material mind. I have to constantly, see, come along with me, come along with me. Hare Krishna. I said to Pankajangri, there is another very, very realized devotee, he said that, the two twins in Mayapur, two pujaris, deities. One of them is now in Zurich, and we should contact him and tell him, please come to the Lokstam. He wants to come, but maybe he can come for longer because we don't know if the Parayatra will take place. He wanted to come on Parayatra. We should contact him. He's a very realized soul, very humble soul, but so full of realization. He can tell you stories of the deities. Your hands will stand on air. How the deity, you know, what he does. Like Lord Nishimura, how he said, give me back my eyes. You waken up to a whole hoot. The deities are speaking, the deities are talking. What's going on? This was in the lecture. We heard this in the lecture, but we didn't believe. But now we must believe. He's very. And I asked him, Pankajangi, do you sometimes think about death? Because he's 55 years old. And he said, yes, why? And he's very knap. I'm giving seminars about death, I said, and to be very honest, since I'm a child, I think about death. He said, I think often about death. And it happens. You know, they have Mayapur, the devotees die. And I asked him, my question, which I asked all my older brothers, are you afraid? He looked at me and said, no, Krishna will come and take me. He has given this promise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this promise. May he will keep it. He said about his brother. When my brother said, if he is Yama, the god of death, and they want to take him, he would say, no, I'm not going. I'm a servant of Srila Prabhupada. I'm a servant of Radha Madhava. I'm not coming. I will go back to God. Very nice. And he said, but the only thing I'm now you see a devotee speaking. The only thing I'm not happy about is I will become so useless. I will not do service before I die. I'm so old. I can't serve the deities any longer. And worse even, the Vaishnavas have to serve me, have to clean me, and so on. He said like this. I'm thinking, wow, he's a devotee. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. You must invite Pankajangri. He can tell you things, what happened in Mayapur. This is just amazing. One morning, he said, you know, because I knew, he knows so many things, I gave a lecture. Little lecture on Lord Nrisimhadev, and we saw a video of Lord Nrisimhadev. And then I asked him, can you please tell us some stories of Lord Nrisimhadev? And then he just started, and it was wild. I mean, wild is not the word, it was transcendental. Happy English is all that is here. No? Alicia has a question. This will be the only question for today because we have to end. Yes, Alicia. If one can develop, yes, yes. If your thing is the holy name, as an example, or deity serving Goni Thai, can come from one. But because we are so fallen, better let us do everything, you know. Because we are so fallen, let us do these five things, Alicia. But you can concentrate on one. When we are more advanced, we will maybe only do one thing. But this is the rasa package, the five, the Lord Chaitanya, that anyone who has even a little contact can taste some beginning of love of Godhead. Here's the rasa. We need to taste this, otherwise how will we love? We know someone who does not know how to love can also not be a good marriage partner. You know, you don't know how to, what this is, human love. How can you, you know, it doesn't work. So in the same way, if you don't know this taste of rasa, how can you love Krishna? It doesn't work. You need to have this taste of it. Hare Krishna. So I hope I have spoken correct English and correct philosophy. I'm very convinced of this, naturally. I want to tell you, in my own life, we gave the seminar in Switzerland. We had the most beautiful seminar place I've seen so far. Well, Pula is also very beautiful, but this was even more. It was high up in the mountains. Well, it depends if you are a mountain lover or if you are a sea lover. And we gave this seminar called the Temple of the Heart. And we gave a guided meditation. You know, when you really meditate. And I want to do this in Radhadesh. Because I personally feel the time for spiritual experience has come. Either we have to be very careful in this and use all our philosophy, all what we have heard, and so on, and go into this side. Because that is the heart of Krishna consciousness. It's the lava. When the lava goes far away from the volcano, it becomes stone and then it becomes ashes. So in our lives, if we go away from a spiritual experience, our life becomes stone or ash, not very attractive. So we must become more careful in this. And it's so simple. You just try to avoid the offenses and do those processes, while at the same time trying to do it right and watch the offenses. And it works because Krishna is so kind. He sees our dilemma and he therefore gives us the good. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.